Good to be here. Like Mark said, this is very likely my last time I'll be here. And I'll say, if it wouldn't have been for Mark asking me to speak this morning, I wouldn't be here this morning, because I was actually gagging. I wasn't feeling good the whole way in the church. But when I walked into church, it kind of left me. I just walked in, sat down some, and I feel a lot better now, so I praise God for that, because I want to speak what he has for me. When Mark said something here a week or so ago, I was trying to get some notes together. Well, they didn't want to work. So I told God, just whatever you have for me this morning is what I want to speak. I can say for those that are visitors, it's over 2 years now that I have cancer. I started in April of 11. And had a couple surgeries, and now the doctors are saying chemo or nothing is working. So besides a miracle from God, I probably won't be here real long. Yeah, actually, the hospice nurse, we have hospice, told my wife here the other day that's probably only a month or so, but the way it's spreading, I do have an aggressive kind of cancer. And it's good to be here. I think I'll start with the children. You children, I love you dearly. I always did love children. This here is what you guys put together with Doug's help, Doug and Diane. 2 years ago, they made this folder, and there's 50 names in here of the children that signed this. And it says, get well soon. Then it says, Dave, our candy man, we're praying for you. Love, the children of Life Fellowship Church. And I've had that posted up since. And when I had my surgery here last time, this one was put together. A little different, but a lot of names in this one. And so I was thinking of that for you children. Here's a couple years now. You guys have been praying for me. And I know a lot of you have been praying that I was healed, because it comes through your parents. Some of the parents said they pray for me at noon, pray for me when they go to bed. You guys have put many prayers to God on my behalf, and I appreciate that. But just this past week then, I got a couple more. I hope you get well. Thank you for being our smarty man. And there's a few coins in there. Not a lot of words, but a few that are precious to me. And I had another one. Again, not a lot of words. Some coins in there from the children. And actually, from one of these, the mother had told my wife that, I guess they were saying, my condition is getting worse. I'm not sure what all the conversation was. But the child said, well, we have to pray harder. And that just blesses my soul for you children. Because like I said, I love children, always did. And I want to encourage you, even though you prayed for my healing for 2 years plus, and if I'm not healed, don't lose faith in God. God is still in control. I guess an illustration I could use is, you children, you ask your parents for things. They don't always give you everything they want, do they? Do they? Any children? You always get what you want from your parents? No, I don't think so. And I think it's that way with God. You children, like I said, have prayed a lot. I know you have. Well, the moms and dads have too, but especially you children. God is still faithful. God may not heal my physical body. He may not choose to here. But I'll be healed in heaven. Amen. And you can rejoice in that with me. And if my body's not healed here, you can maybe pray, children, that my faith will remain strong in God. I've heard from people that Satan never gives up as long as we have breath. And I can say so far he hasn't. He keeps putting thoughts in my mind, you know, things that try to discourage me. And I know it's from Satan. And I think it was that way this morning because I was about totally sweating when I came to church. I just totally didn't feel good. Walked inside and I felt a whole lot better. I know it's the prayers of your children again and parents. And so, children, don't give up. Even though God doesn't answer prayers the way we think, he answers what's best for us. He knows my life. He knows our situation. And he answers in his way and knows what's best. So continue to pray that I can just be strong in him. And thanks again for these cards, these things here, you know, all this stuff. It's precious. I just thought the other day, if there'd be one thing I could take along to heaven, it would be that. You know, from all you dear little children, just all the remembrance, all the prayers for over 2 years. And it's just great to be a part of a body like this, where we can just fellowship together and we all pull together. So, again, children, just keep your faith strong in God. He hears your prayers. I know he does. And if he doesn't answer it for healing for me, that's his will for my life. And, you know, I want whatever his will is. I even keep praying yet for healing. As long as I have breath, there's time to be healed. But then also pray for God's will in my life. You know, if it's not his will that I'm healed, I want his will for my life. Okay, when Mark had asked me to share, he said something maybe, well, I want to share something that would be a challenge to the church, and I was trying to think what that would be. And in my situation, I've had lots of people, they say, well, how do you cope with facing death? You know, knowing you don't have long. And I guess the first thing I usually say or have said a number of times is get your house in order. Get your house in order. But I know years ago, if I would have been facing this, my house would have not have been in order. Years back, I wouldn't have been ready to go like I am today. So get your house in order. You never know. There's a lot of people who are killed instantly. Like I said, if that would have been my case, I don't know where I'd be today, but I would not have been in the shape I am today. So get your house in order. And first, I think, is spiritually, of course, get your house in spiritual order. And there was different scriptures. There's a lot of scriptures, of course, I've been thinking of. My situation, I guess, you know, my focus changes from what it has been. And there's verses in John 15 that came to me when I was thinking of this. That's the vine chapter. And I just challenge each one here. It says, I am the vine. I'm going to read there in John 15, first couple of verses. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear forth fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I challenge each one here this morning to just be plugged into that vine. Christ is the vine. He's our source. He's the one that died on the cross for each one of us here this morning. And he's the one that forgives our sins. And we need to be plugged in to the vine. And I don't care what your age is, youth or whatever. It's, you know, I was young at one time and might say you were more, how would you say, maybe happy-go-lucky, you know, young, you had your whole life ahead of you, but you don't know. I've been challenged with that, you know, a number of times recently. We had a nephew, well, my wife had a nephew that died of cancer. He was younger and passed away, and that was in January. Yeah, we have no guarantee for tomorrow. So be plugged into the vine. That's an important aspect of that. And to just, let God work in your heart. Be connected. Who are you connected to today? Are you connected to God? If not, it would be Satan. There's only two ways. We need to truly be connected to Christ. And if we do, I'm convinced, my situation, I was trying to think here just, I guess, with yesterday, is there anything that would be harder maybe to face than death? And I couldn't really think of anything. So if I can face death in this situation, need to be plugged into God, I think we can face anything. God gives us grace. Gives us peace. I can honestly say, I'm not all nervous or excited or anything about, nervous or anything about facing death. It just seems I have that peace, and I know that comes from God. He's the source, but we need to be plugged into Him. And if we do, then I was reading a lot in the epistles of John, too. We can know where we stand. I've heard a lot of people say, well, especially the Amish, I had a lot of dealings with them already, busing and like that. And, they use the word hope. Oh, we hope we'll get there. Well, we can have hope in God, but we can know that we'll get there for sure. In John, maybe I'll just read a few of those in First Epistle John there. Says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested in, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was from the Father, which was manifested unto us. That which we have seen, it's John talking here, have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that we also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. And I think that'll only be full as we have this fellowship with God and walk in Him and just let Him guide and direct us and be our guide. And we can look at a lot of other scriptures. John 10, Good Shepherd chapter. Christ is our shepherd. He goes before us. So we have a lot of hope. We have assurance of salvation, I should say, I guess. And we can know where we stand. So I just challenge you to get your house in order in the spiritual. And I guess, too, in the physical, as I thought of that, there's a lot of things that my wife and I, we've talked about everything as far as I know, funeral arrangements and, anything. I had some apartments and things like that. If I would have been killed instantly, she'd actually been probably lost in the dust, if you want to use those words. I wouldn't have known what's going on. I'd done all the finances, which, she trusted me now. I'd done it for years. I liked that bookwork. But let your wives know, guys, what you have, where you're at. It'll make it a whole lot easier. She can testify to that. That even our children, we had, children all know what's happening with our things. And it's, you may be young and healthy and not now yet, but just let them know what's happening. It'll make it easier. And there's a. Like I said, we were doing things like that, but not like we are now. I would take care of all this finance stuff, and but now she knows. Yeah, she'll know what to do when I'm not here. If I'm not here, yeah. So I just say get your house in order. If spiritually, physically, and it'll be a lot easier for those left behind, even though it's still hard. It'll be a lot easier. And I had a lot of people say, well, how can you talk about those things? I just say anything I can do to make it easier for my wife and children. Why not? You know, to God be the glory. I know it's only through him that I can do that, but I see that as an important aspect. Even though you are young yet, you never know. So, God's in control. He's faithful, and he will be faithful to us as long as we are faithful to him. So, why do we strive for all this? Or what's, just, you know, thought came to my mind now, you know, why do we, I guess, go through, people say Christians are the hard life and like that, but it's not. And I just had to think, this thought now, you know, we strive for this because of all these mansions. James and Carla had some of their songs talked about God. Those mansions in heaven, I think that's why we strive to be a Christian, to do what we do by God's help. He has, if we read John 14, Revelation, everything, he has all these mansions prepared for us. And he wants us all to be there, little children and all. He wants us all to be there someday to be with him. Okay, well, I don't want to take all Mark's time here. I see I might have already. I'm not sure, but if this is the last time I'm here with you guys, I just wish you all the Lord's blessing and just all hang in there and just keep up the faith. Be strong in him and what he has for all of yous. Like a brother here was saying, he was diagnosed with cancer too now, but I'm sure I'll beat him to glory unless things change. But I just want to thank you as a church all for everything you have done for me over the years, and it was great to just be a part of you. And again, I just wish you all God's blessing and just be strong in him until he comes for you.
One thing I want to say, Dave, just as I've watched you on your journey, you talked about facing the hard things and talking about the hard things. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I've been challenged as I've watched you over the last number of months, because you could have, when you got the news, you could have just withered away and died. But actually, I saw you come to life. And there's an incredible strength by which you approached the news of death. You didn't do that. You could have left all the hard stuff for your family to deal with on the other side. You didn't do that. You actually faced it and walked through it. And I want to bless you. You've been a challenge to me to not push off the hard stuff, but to face it and to deal with it and talk it through. And so we want to have one last prayer time with Dave. And I know the children have been praying for mm-hmm. him. And I want to invite any child that wants to come up and pray for Dave this morning to do that. So if any of you children want to come up and say a word of prayer for Dave, just come up as quickly as possible. Any of you that want to. Any children.
Good to see you guys.
Okay, do any of you want to pray for him? Would you like to pray for him? Okay, you want to speak in the mic? Okay. Do you want to just say a prayer like that? Okay.
This happened to the better. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to pray. Okay. For you.
Anyone else? Others want to pray? No. Okay. You want to pray?
Want him to not get hurt if he does. Like my mama's sister. And she caught in a car crash. No, this is not how this is happening, but it's the other way.
Amen. Lord, I pray for Dave right now. I thank you for his life. I pray that you would touch him, that you would give him grace, and that you would be with him. And we commit him to you, Lord. His next days, hours, weeks, whatever you have for him, years, we commit him to you and we pray a blessing. Lord, we continue to pray for healing, but above all, we pray for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can go back.
And sing How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. This is a request from Dave and Esther.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.